Mary Connell, a vocational teacher at Algoa Correctional Center here in Jefferson City, joins Show Me Today. I'm Melissa Nelson. So I was talking to the Missouri Department of Corrections Director, Ann Preseith, and while I was waiting to visit with her, I talked to another worker there at the administrative office, and she showed me a picture of this huge gingerbread house. Well, it was the Missouri State Capitol made out of gingerbread for the holidays. And I'm like, whoa, I got to do a story about that. That is so awesome. So talk to me, Mary, about this whole effort to make this beautiful piece of art.
Every year we try to make gingerbread out here houses at Christmas time. And about 4 years ago, we did the administration building of Algoa, which was a large piece. The next year, I think we did Noah's Ark, and we did some others. During COVID, we just did some basic ones. And then this year, being the 200th year of Jefferson City, I brought up the idea, hey, guys, do you want to try to do the Capitol? And they're like, oh, that would be awesome, you know. They got all excited. And then they're like, well, where's our pattern? How do we make this? And I said, well, here's your cardboard. You've got to scale it. So they started working on drawing, and I had brought some pictures in of the Capitol so they could see it. That's all they got from it. And they put cardboard pieces together with tape to make it the way we thought we would. And then mid-November, we started baking the pieces off, and then we started decorating it. It took them, I would say probably from the time we started baking to the finished, there was about, I have 12 guys in class. I'd say 8 of them worked on it fairly regularly. It took them about 120 class hours to go from baking to finish. I don't know how many hours it took to do the cardboard pattern make.
Mary Connell with Algoa Correctional Center in Jefferson City joining Show Me Today to talk about this Capitol rendition that the offenders at Algoa Correctional Center made out of gingerbread. Where is this Capitol piece now?
It is in Algoa Correctional Center's administration building right outside of our warden's office for a display for the staff here.
Mary, talk to me about how big this is, because it looks pretty big.
It is. It's almost 50 inches long, probably 25 inches deep or wide, and I would say it's 36 inches tall from the ground to the top, to the statue on top, Cirrus. And she is the only thing that is not edible on the piece. And we have an automotive technician class out here that teaches basic automotive in our vocational program, and my husband teaches that, and they have a 3D printer, so he printed us off the little 3D printed Aerith, the goddess, for the top.
That's where you got that. Okay.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, man, that's Aries on top of there. That's amazing. So that is how you did it. Okay. Very well done. I'm sorry. Did you say you're not entirely sure how long it took them to do the cardboard cutout part?
I would say we did that within like a week of class, probably 35 class hours.
Okay. All right.
Contact hours is what I call them, because they're in class for approximately 7 hours a day. So we probably worked on that a week, maybe a week and a half. Because I kind of pushed them. I said, we can't dilly and dally. We, you know, this isn't really part of what we do here. This is something extra. And they, of course, they did their homework at home and then come in and test and kept their normal curriculum up.
What kind of energy did you get from those who helped, the guys in your class? What kind of energy did they have in putting this together?
Oh, it was ecstatic. It was, our class is well-driven. We had graduation today with some of them, and they come in and they think, oh my gosh, she is so hard, because I am. I'm strict by the book. you're going to do all your curriculum, and then we throw something fun in, and they get over me being so hard and strict on them, and then they just gravitate to this fun. They take their imagination, which is just awesome to watch. Every day they come in, I thought of something else that we need to do for this Capitol, you know, or it's their energy that brings this to life. And if you saw the other houses that I know Miss Precite has two of them, I think, at her office, and then there's, I think, six or seven up here in our administration building that are not the Capitol, just actual gingerbread, and they designed all those too. It's just an awesome feeling to watch them think outside the box sometimes and feel the accomplishment. The day that we carried this Capitol gingerbread to the administration building, it had to go up in three pieces because we are probably an eighth of a, our classroom is probably about an eighth of a mile from the administration building, and this had to be carried up, walking it up. So I had two guys carrying the big piece, and then I had another person carrying the top, and then the domes went separately. So we carried it up, and they were so nervous that day because it was just the wind was blowing, and they were afraid it would fall apart. And, of course, we had to take the extra icing and finish putting it up there. And then they had an audience. The warden was up there. Staff members were coming in, and they were putting it together. And it that's when they really shined because they were just doing their thing. And it just turned out wonderful.
Mary Connell with Algoa Correctional Center in Jefferson City joining Show Me Today to talk about this. Oh my gosh, it's this amazing Capitol rendition that about 8 to 12 of the offenders at Algoa Correctional Center made out of gingerbread. I feel like this is quite the labor of love that you're talking about here. The guys in your classes have done gingerbread pieces of art before. I'm curious, does this particular one of the state capitol, does it blow all the other ones out of the water in terms of execution and detail?
Yes, probably so. That one and the one we did of Algoa Correction Center's administration building a few years ago are the two that I would say stood out.
How long do you plan to keep it up, by the way?
We will probably keep it up until after the first of the year, or as long as the warden wants it up there, or until it starting to crumble. I mean, it is icing, and it will start to deteriorate a little bit. Probably mid-January, we'll just take it down, throw it away.
There will not be any eating of the stale gingerbread cookies then.
Probably not.
Yeah, it might not taste so good.
Right. But the guys, when we were baking it, we, of course, made some gingerbread. They ate cookies. In fact, we made some for the governor's, I think he had a tree lighting ceremony, and he needed cookies, and we made, I think, 150 for him for the governor's mansion.
Oh, perfect.
On the 1st of December.
Perfect. Yeah.
So in the midst of this, we have done other things also.
Is gingerbread, is it kind of a tougher cookie? When I look at the picture of the Capitol that you made out of gingerbread, I am just amazed at how with the dome, you were able to curl it.
We actually baked those domes over some glass bowls, mixing bowls that we had. We rolled the dough out like you would a cookie, and then we picked it up like a pie crust and laid it over the glass bowl and baked it like that. Because they're like, how are we going to get this dome? How are we going to get this dome? And I'm like, I don't know. What can we use to bake on? And they came up with the two glass bowls that we had, and it worked out.
It did work out. Makes total sense. Did you have any culinary malfunctions while you were all crafting this whatsoever?
The only thing was the staircase coming down the front of the building. They had actually tried to do stairs flanking that on both sides because the Capitol really has stairs kind of triangle each way around the front of the Capitol. They're up the sides and then up the front. You know what I'm talking?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
And they had prepared the stairs for over there, but they failed to prepare that triangle piece to join them together. So when we didn't bake that and we didn't have that piece, we just couldn't put that those other stairs on there.
Okay, so you got the main one in?
We get the main stairs, but not the ones on the side.
Yeah, well, that's the most important one, so.
Right, and that's what I told them. I said, guys, they will get it because they're going to look at it from the front, and it's just a rendition of the Capitol. As long as it represents, you'll be fine. And a couple of them was like, well, can we bake some more? Can we bake that triangle so we can get that in there? And I'm like, not on our time schedule.
Any final thoughts, Mary?
Give these guys a chance. When they get back out, hopefully I've done my job, and they'll be a better citizen, better productive person. And that's what I tell them. You get back on the streets, I want you to be a good neighbor for our people because you did things that got you here. I don't judge you for those because you're paying your dues. But now be good. Do something positive and move forward.
Mary Connell with Algoa Correctional Center in Jefferson City joining Show Me Today to talk about this Capitol rendition that about 8 to 12 of the offenders at Algoa Correctional Center made out of gingerbread. By building this gingerbread Capitol, has this really motivated some to go in that direction of maybe going down the road of being in the restaurant industry when they get out?
I believe so. I've got a couple of them looking at business plans now, and I don't go over a whole lot of that with them in this class because I want them to get the hands-on and the feel for it. And if they think so, then I have some books and some resources. I try to get them to that for them while they're still incarcerated. And we've worked with some restaurants on the outside, and I've had students go straight from here to work. In fact, before the COVID and the drawdown, I was having different restaurant owners come in and talk to the students, and I've had two or three that actually interviewed while they were sitting in a classroom that went on to that job site, and that's positive to me.
Wow. Mary, how does that make you feel? Yes, it is positive, but you had a part in that. Talk about that.
I try. I tell them, you know, I'm hard. I am probably one of the hardest instructors there is. But I tell them, if you can work for me and you can come to class every day, because it's like a job, you've got to come to class. You've got to be here. If you can do it for me, you can work for any supervisor on the street because I'm going to hold you accountable for your actions. The first couple of weeks sometimes is a little rough because they're used to just being here, incarcerated. This is what I see from it. They're just kind of like, my life don't matter. I don't have a purpose. And once they get into the class and they get to enjoying what they do, I see that they come out with somewhat of a purpose. And I can do this, you know. And I've had students go, you know, I don't think I want to work in the restaurant, but I want to go cook for my family. You know, I can't wait to get out and make these gingerbread houses with my kids. You know, and I'm like, you know, if you do it well enough, you can do it just through the winter months or Christmas season, and you can make some money on it if you want to. The cottage law allows you to take these kind of baked goods to the farmer's market and sell them, or go to work for someone at a restaurant and make good money. So I give them some different options that they want, you know. I try.
That's heartwarming, and I think I can see how that would be fulfilling for you to see them progress in their feelings about leaving with somewhat of a purpose. So that's really awesome. I think the public needs to hear this good stuff. And it's nice to highlight the Department of Corrections because it's not an easy place to work. And so when we can highlight something positive coming out of Department of Corrections, I think that's really important.
I think there are positive people here, and we do need a lot of workers. Didn't think I would be here 22 years, and here I am. And I've loved almost every day that I've worked. There are days that you go, oh, man, I don't know if I can do it again. And you get up and you come back to work, and one of the offenders will do something or say something, or the staff that we work with, Algo has probably got the best staff that I've ever worked with. and I had a career before I started corrections, 22 years. But it's just, we're a family in this department. We all become a family.
That is dedication, 22 years. Well, Mary, it's been great. I love this so much, so thank you for just chatting about it. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's Mary Connell, a vocational teacher at Algoa Correctional Center in Jefferson City. This is something festive. It's the holiday, so Algoa Correctional Center, some guys in a culinary class constructed the Missouri State Capitol out of gingerbread. It's about 50 inches long, 25 inches wide, 36 inches tall. Holy cow. And it is beautiful. It even has Ceres, the agriculture goddess, on top. And that was made by one of the other departments there. It's a 3D version of Ceres, the agriculture goddess. This is so cool. So you can check out a picture of this piece of art on MissouriNet.com. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.